At anywhere in the district, because I know the district has very stringent gun laws, correct?
It empowers congressmen and senators, should they so choose, to be able to carry a concealed weapon anywhere in the United States, with the exception of in the presence of the president or the vice president, where you have Secret Service protection,
right,
or if you're in the United States Capitol, where we are protected by the Capitol Police. So by way of example, I could have carried a weapon on my bicycle through the District of Columbia, gone to Virginia, where we practiced, and not have had to have worried about whatever the Virginia laws are, whatever the Alexandria City laws are, or what the District of Columbia laws are, because of this federal statute that would have empowered us as congressmen and senators to be able to defend ourselves.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I have a report right here. It says 30 Republican congressmen have been attacked or threatened just since May. In one instance, a woman who was crazy about an Obamacare repeal vote tried to run a congressman off the road. So it looks like you guys need protection, but you know what other people are going to say. They're going to say, oh, you're going to have all these armed congressmen. You know, isn't that even more dangerous? How would you respond to that?
Oh, I don't have such low regard for our my colleagues in the House or in the Senate. For someone to state that a congressman or senator who is armed for self-defense is suddenly a threat to commit a robbery or a murder out on the streets of Washington, D.C. or Northern Virginia, I find that a ludicrous, insubstantial argument.
Right. I mean,